Afternoons with Aaron here on Kate Radio. And like we mentioned earlier, we're going to talk a lot of a Tiger sports this afternoon. Coming up next hour, we'll talk boys basketball and we'll talk about the wrestling team. But it is a perfect day on a day where it feels like it's 30 plus below wind chill wise to talk about one of the sports played on ice. And that's boys hockey. Matt Erickson, head coach of our Tigers, joins us. And Matt, a good afternoon. Early Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you, Aaron. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you guys as well at Kate Radio.
Well, let's get right to it, and we have some wins to talk about. We like talking about wins, and let's start, because I don't think we got a chance to recap the game that you heard on Kate Radio against a Faribault. That was back on December 15th. That was last Thursday. And a game against the Faribault team that they give everybody troubles. We know that. Your team hung on to a 3-2 victory against the Faribault Falcons. You guys were up 3-0. They cut the lead down to a 3-2. Pulled the goaltender at the end and just could not tie things up. I thought you're a sophomore goaltender. Ledger Stanheim played fantastic in net. Give us those thoughts on a week ago, a win against Faribault.
Yeah, Aaron, Ledger Stanheim did played good for us last Thursday against Faribault. I think that the biggest thing for us going into that game, you know, based on the scores that that Faribault had prior to us playing them, you know, we knew they were going to be tough. The biggest thing was get a good start, and which we did, and then follow that up with a really high compete level throughout the game. You know, I thought we were pretty much in control of the game up until that third period. They made a big time push, and I believe one of those goals was on the power play that they scored. But a nice play by their best player, Oliver Linneman, number 16. Really crafty player. He's going to be one that we're going to have to watch when we play them in January. But all in all, it was good to go up there and get a win, right? So to really build off of something going into the game on Tuesday and then the game prior to that. So, I thought our effort was good. Always something to build off of when you have those tight games too, and you get to kind of see what our character is and how we respond after, you know, giving two quick goals up. So all in all, good effort. Happy to leave Faribault with a win.
3-2 victory against Faribault, and we do have to mention and give us the latest update. I forget his first name, but Olsen, he kind of got knocked out of the game against Faribault. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, good question, Aaron. Yeah, Logan, actually their captain, I thought took a little more liberty than on Logan than I had liked for, obviously, especially at that stage of the game. But Logan received a concussion, and he's working on getting back and healthy, and hopefully we'll be able to get him inserted into the lineup next week for the Kiwanis tournament.
Matt Erickson, head coach, Albert Lee boys hockey team, with us here on Kate Radio. Let's talk about Saturday. Your team went up to Bloomington to take on Kennedy. Looks like number-wise, kind of a dominating performance, 31-14 shots on goal. We know your team has so many different guys that can score. Spencer Van Beek had a goal, also had two assists. Tim Chalmers, Joseph Yoon, Max Edwin, some of the names we're used to talking about when it comes to scoring goals for Albert Lee, all found the back of the net that afternoon, 4-0. And speaking of Bloomington Kennedy, you'll see that team again next week in the Kiwanis tournament. Let's talk about Saturday's game. Long road trip up to Bloomington, but nice to come home with the W.
Yeah, another good game where I thought our forecheck really dictated the game, Aaron. We had actually, I think it was 9, but we killed off 8 penalties last Saturday, and I thought was really good for our penalty kill. I don't need to work on that for a while, but spent a little more time in the box, I thought, than any coach would really approve, actually, in a contest. But so about a third of the game shorthanded. I thought that was really good. And to hold them to 13, 14 shots in the game was a really good indicator that our penalty kill is in fantastic shape. All in all, the effort was there again. We got a good start. Would like to see, you know, you alluded to a handful of guys that continue to kind of pave the way for our scoring. Would like to spread that out a little bit and spread the wealth. Would like to hear some others get on that in that goal column, but we'll work towards that. But all in all, good effort up in Bloomington, and we look forward to playing them again next Wednesday.
4-0 victory on Saturday. Then your team taking another road trip on Tuesday. You guys went up north. Actually, it's central Minnesota, but it's a long bus ride up to Sauk Rapids Rice. And I know we kind of talked about this briefly after the Faribault game. Your team on Saturday not scoring on the power play. That's maybe been one thing you've liked to, or that you would like to see be better, and that's capitalizing on the power play. Your team did that on Tuesday. Went 2-for-4 with the skater advantage. You guys went 3-2 in this one. Matt, give us your thoughts on win number 3 in a row in that victory against Sauk Rapids Rice.
Yeah, we'll give credit to the players. You know, early part of this week, and you know, sometimes as a coach, when you look at a schedule and you look and, you know, you kind of shake it off, shouldn't be a problem, you know, as far as a road trip. Well, that time of the year, specific to final week, you know, maybe, you know, between me and Paul need to kind of figure out a better way to schedule that game. But, you know, really happy with the effort, right? So we make almost a 3-hour bus ride from Albert Lea up to Sauk Rapids and on finals week, let alone, you know, just being on the road a ton, which early part of the year is kind of planned that way for us. But, you know, we went up there, was really happy with our first period. So we've been really emphasizing a really good start because the first few games of the year we didn't have that, right? So got a really good start. I think the shots in the first period were 16-5. You know, got one, I believe, second power play, which we had a meeting with the group as far as power play to get more pucks to the net, which happened on Tuesday night, but kind of let them back in the game in the second period. But, you know, Joseph Yoon kind of took the game over in the second half of the second period and was really, really good in the third period, just, you know, controlling pucks and playing really smart. So, yeah, we were really happy to go up there and get a win, and then also deal with the weather, the bus ride, finals week, you know, all those things that kids really deal with, you know, with regards to that time of year.
3-2 win on Tuesday. Team has won 3 games in a row, right now sitting at 5-3 on the season. Matt Erickson, head coach of Albert Lea Boys Hockey, with us here on Kate. And Matt, before I let you go, let's talk about a tournament that your team won last year, the annual Rochester Kiwanis Hockey Tournament at Graham Arena. You guys are in the blue division. You'll get that same Bloomington Kennedy team on Wednesday. Then you get Wyndham on Thursday, a week from today, and Laverne on Friday, December 30th. Give us a little preview for those that are heading over to the Kiwanis Hockey Festival coming up next week.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, Aaron, we're looking forward to defending a title, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
So we've been talking about that the last couple of days, and we'll preach that starting with practice on Monday next week after the Christmas holiday. But you know, the Kennedy team, they won a game the other night against a decent squad out of the Metro called Simley. So they're, you know, they're, and anytime you play a team that hadn't won a game, like we were walking into last Saturday, you just never know what you're going to get. So now they're in the win column. They do have a good player in this Clayton Deutsch. You got to kind of watch where he's at. So it's going to be, I can probably, tell you firsthand, it's probably not going to be a 4-0 game on next Wednesday. So we got to come to play. And then I don't know a ton about Wyndham. I know we played them last year over there. So looks like they've got a couple of their leading scorers back. Haven't really watched a ton of them, but we'll probably try to pull some film on them. And then Friday, you know, Laverne is playing really good hockey right now. And they've got a talented senior in Brock Behrens, you know, another forward, this Krosky kid, that's a really good player. I know they have a sophomore D-man that can move the puck around and a really good goalie. And right now, you know, they're only, I think they tied to Two Rivers, who's now is ranked in the top 10. So Laverne's going to be a battle. We get them in a couple weeks after mid-January as well. They come to Albert Lea. So, you know, so next week's going to be interesting. And, you know, we're going to take a couple days early next week to prepare. And hopefully we're ready to reclaim our championship title over there in the Blue Division over in Rochester.
Ice Arena, City Arena here in Albert Lea, closed today and tomorrow, so a no practice for the Albert Lea boys hockey team. Again, Bloomington Kennedy on Wednesday, Windham a week from today, Laverne on Friday, December 30th, part of the Rochester Kiwanis Hockey Festival, and like Matt mentioned, trying to defend their title from last year. Our next broadcast of a boys hockey will be on January 3rd. We'll welcome in the new year as the Tigers are at Mankato All Seasons Arena, taking on Mankato West, and we'll talk with Matt on the pregame show coming up next year. Matt, thank you so much for the time again. Have you a great holiday season. Good luck in the Kiwanis tournament. And again, we'll catch up in early January.
Sounds good, Aaron. Thanks again. Appreciate all the coverage and happy holidays to everyone at Kate Radio.
Again, Matt Erickson, head coach of the Albert Lea boys hockey team, winners of three in a row, trying to keep that momentum going over at the Kiwanis tournament in Rochester. 5:15 start on Wednesday, 2:45 start a week from today, 3:30 start on Friday, December 30th, if you're planning to go watch some boys hockey. We're going to check your weather forecast coming up here in just a moment, and we should mention a next hour, we're going to talk some boys basketball. Harrison Cates, head coach of the boys basketball team, joins us right around 2:05 here on Afternoons with Aaron on Kate Radio.